The lagging economy has taken a toll on many nonprofits, according to Sally Martiniak, president of Forward Community Investments. For the past 3 years, Martiniak's organization has surveyed fellow nonprofits around the state to gain a better understanding of the economy's effect. Martiniak says at least half of the 325 nonprofits who responded to this year's survey reported feeling financially vulnerable, while another quarter say that they face chronic financial problems.
What they're seeing now is the fact that the cuts that they might have thought were temporary, and that's, you know, some of their budgets might have come back, and they're finding out that that's not the case.
Martiniak says revenues have declined while the demand for social services has been steadily on the rise.
They're really trying to meet the needs of those people most affected by this economy, you know, whether providing, you know, food, shelter, clothing, health care, going down the line. You know, you can really see the fact that they are trying to do the best possible job with the least amount of assets.
Marge Sell is a resource coordinator at ECHO, a food pantry in Janesville that serves around 800 families a month. She says that it is a constant struggle to keep up.
You can imagine, no matter how much food we get in, it's literally flying off the shelf.
Sell credits the community for keeping them afloat. She says people are still giving, but donations are now smaller. Forward Community Investments' Martiniak says of special concern is that many nonprofits have had to drain their savings over the past few years. She says roughly a quarter of surveyed nonprofits say they now have only a month or less of cash reserves. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.